Indy Reads works with people over the age of 18 who can't read well enough to get through daily life. In recent years, the numbers they serve in central Indiana has gone from 500 a year to nearly 1,500 a year. Travis DiNicola, executive director of Indy Reads, says that people who can't read find them in a variety of ways.
Sometimes it's because they lose a job, or sometimes it may be because a spouse or partner or child found out that they were hiding the fact that they couldn't read. We get a lot of students referred to us through the library, sort of where they figure the books are, so that's a good place to go.
They're also referred by doctors who notice that they can't read things during an office visit. Experts say as many as 1 in 5 of us struggles with reading. That would mean nearly 130,000 people over the age of 18 in Marion County can't read. The trouble begins as early as 3rd or 4th grade.
And that's really where a lot of our students got left behind in the first place. So that they weren't reading up to grade level at the 3rd or 4th grade level. They never made that progression. They kept on falling, you know, further and further behind. And it really becomes a struggle for them to keep up.
While DiNicola says he's not sure if the answer is to retain a child in a grade, he says every effort has to be made to address the reading deficit immediately. The American Graduate Initiative is focused on factors that contribute to the high school dropout rate and what each of us can do. High school dropouts often end up at Indy Reads.
Those are the very same students who end up often coming to Indy Reads later on once they realize, wow, you know, I dropped out of high school and I'm trying to, you know, get by and have a job and a family, and they realize that they can't be self-sufficient. Often what happens is they'll go back to get their GED because they figure, well, that's my next step. And they get to their GED class, and it turns out they're not even reading well enough to study and prepare to take the GED. Because you need about an 8th grade level of reading for your GED.
So how exactly does working with adults impact the high school dropout rate? A key predictor of who will wind up with trouble reading is in the hands of parents.
If mom doesn't read, if mom struggles with reading, if mom reads at a, you know, 2nd, 3rd, or 4th grade level, then chances are that she's not going to have books around the house, that she's not going to be valuing reading, that she's not going to be reading to the kids, and certainly the kids are not going to see mom picking up a book and reading.
Our part in all of this? Indy Reads is in serious need of volunteers to work with those who are struggling to read. For WFYI, I'm Joanne Clues.